Shalom, beloved. I'm in the deep forest of Colorado. You can see the mighty rivers behind me. Even though they're not that wide, the water running through them is so powerful that if I was to step into this water right now, it would push me over. Literally, I could drown because it would take me down the stream where it keeps getting deeper and wider. The Bible tells us in the Song of Songs, oftentimes referred to as the Song of Solomon, in chapter 8, verse 7, that many waters cannot quench love. In other words, as powerful as the waters are that are running through these two rivers, even that strength cannot put out love. The point is that nothing on earth can quench the power of love. The power of love, it's the most powerful thing, beloved, in the universe, and it's not even a thing. It's a manifestation, it's an emanation of the Lord, of Hashem himself, the power of love. You know, the Bible says, faith and hope will endure into eternity, but the most powerful of all is love. Think about it. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. John tells us, God is love. And so many waters cannot quench love. Now the challenge that you and I have, number one, is to believe that Father God really loves us. You know, we can say that we believe he loves us, but in the truth, we struggle sometimes opening our hearts as wide as Father wants us to fully embrace his love. We sometimes don't feel worthy. We look at our sin and we feel shame. And because of it, we don't let love in. But the Bible says, behold what manner of love the Father has given to you and me that we should be called the children of God. So I want to leave you and I with two challenges today. Number one, let's really believe that Father loves us. There's nothing that we could do that could ever stop him from loving us. We just need to receive it. There is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. So point one, beloved, let's expand our heart and open our mind to believe that Father really does love us. We're his best, every single one of us. Let's receive that, believe it. Let's practice believing it and walking in it. And number two, because God is love, let's practice on loving others, not because they deserve it, but simply because God is love, and because he loves, we love. This is Rabbi Schneider saying, Baruch Hashem, beloved, bless the name of the Lord. Pass this on to a friend, and I look forward to being with you again by the Seeds of Revelation Devotional next week.